Today we continue with lesson number 71 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. Today, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we will finish the 17th Perek. We will learn Perek 17, Mishnayos 16 and 17, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishneh Tes Zayin, and Mishneh Yud Zayin. Mishneh Tes Zayin, fascinating Mishneh. The Mishneh will list a number of instruments of one sort or another, which normally are not thought to have a base kibbul. They're not made to contain anything. However, people who are deceitful and fraudulent, crooks, they do use the insides of these various instruments to cheat other people. So that too is considered a base kibbul. What does it matter if it's made to deceit people or it's made for honest purposes? A base kibbul is a base kibbul. If it contains something, no matter what malicious designs the person had to fashion it in such a way that it could be mekabel something, it is still mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah lists some of these things. One is a kenei moznayim. You have an old-fashioned scale, so it has these two dishes hanging from strings from a horizontal rod. And what the cheaters would do, the ramoim, the deceitful people would do, is they would hollow out that rod, and they would put into it kesef chai, live silver, quicksilver. That means mercury, which can be made liquid to the extent that it can tilt and move from one place to the other. So if you tilt it, you put the mercury in the middle, but then you tilt it toward that end of the scale where the object that you're trying to sell is, and the scale will come down lower, looking to be heavier, and in that way you can cheat the customer. But that rod, that koneh, is made as a base kibbul for the quicksilver. V'hamachok, and similarly, a scraper which is used to level, for example, a bushel of grain, and some of the grain is heaping over the top. So you want to smooth the top because that's all you're selling up until this point. However, if this scraper has in the middle of it metal, heavy metal, so and you don't see the metal, it's contained within the machok, within the scraper, so the heavy metal will weigh down the scraper in such a way that it will scrape a groove in the wheat deeper than the level, and therefore cheat the person who's buying the bushel. He will get less wheat or whatever he's buying. So if you have a kenei moznayim or a mochok sheyesh bohem beis kibul matchos, which has in it a place to contain metal, either quicksilver or some other heavy metal. And similarly, v'ho esel. Esel is a pole which is used to carry a burden. You've seen pictures of a person carrying bushels on two ends of a pole, and the pole is balanced on his shoulder. So what certain workers would do, those workers who were deceitful, they would make this pole hollow and put inside of it the money which they received as their wages. Then they would go to the boss and say, "Hey, you didn't pay me yet." And the boss would say, "Sure, I paid you." And he says, "No, you didn't. Search me." And the boss would search his pockets and search his wallet and not find it, because the boss never thought that he would have hidden the money in this esel or pole. So if you have v'ho esel sheyesh bo beis kibul mo'os, you have this pole which has a little hidden, a little chamber in it hidden, which can contain money and is used for deceitful purposes. And similarly, v'kone shel oni sheyesh bo beis kibul mayim, if you have the cane of a poor person, of a beggar, which has in it a place where you can contain water. So the Rambam writes that this oni, this poor beggar, is also cheating. he wants to pretend that he hasn't eaten or hasn't, he's fasting, and he didn't drink anything or eat anything all day. And then meanwhile, he has a secret little thermos bottle of water or whatever hidden in his cane. And he's using the cane to deceive people. He says, I have nothing. Look, I have nothing. I'm starving. I'm dying of thirst. Or, O makel sheyesh bo beis kibel mezuzo margolios, a person has a cane which has an opening. And when you look inside the opening, it's hollow, this cane. And you look inside and you see there a scroll, a mezuzah scroll. So the tax collector figures, oh, there's nothing in this cane that I have to pay taxes on. All he has in there is a mezuzah. But lo and behold, underneath the mezuzah, he has gems. He has margolios, pearls, diamonds. So again, he's using this makel to deceive the taxpayer, the tax collector. Hare elu tumein. And all these examples, these are all mekabel tumah, because each one of these things is considered a base kibul, even though it is used to contain items so that the person who's hid them there can defraud and cheat other people. V'al kulon, with reference to all of these halachos, Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to say, Oili im Omar, woe is to me if I teach these halachos, because if I teach them, my students will get all kinds of ideas. They will learn how to cheat others by making the kenei moznayim and the machok and everything in a way they can deceive people. So oili im omar, if I teach these lessons, not so great. But oili im lo omar, if I don't teach these lessons, so those people who are deceitful will say, oh, what a naive person this Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is. He doesn't even know about all these devices that we have to hide things which we're stealing or cheating people about. And therefore they'll cheat some more, because I say the rabbis simply do not know how deceitful we can be. So therefore, oili im lo omar, if I don't mention, hey guys, I know what some of you are up to, then we look naive, and that's not good either. The Gemara Meseches Bava Basra says that, okay, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid to teach these things because people might learn cheating from it, so why did he teach it? It is taught in the Mishnah, we just learned it. So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says in Hosea, Ki Yishorim Darchei Hashem, Tzadikim yelchu bom uposhim yikoshlu bom. God's ways are straight. God invented, well, let us invent scales and scrapers and smoothers and poles and canes, etc. Tzadikim, use them properly. Rishoyim, use them improperly. That's up to them. But we can teach what we teach, and whether you learn deceit from it or not, that's your problem. That's the problem of your conscience, not the problem of the rabbis who taught the Mishnah and listed all these interesting little tricks, cheating tricks, and taught that these devices are mekabel tumah. The Mishnah continues, Tachtis hatzorfim. If a person is a tzoref, so he's a goldsmith or a silversmith, so he's working in precious metals, so he has underneath him a platform, a tachtis, which is shaped in such a way that it will catch the shavings of silver, the scrapings of gold that might fall off his work table onto the ground. This tachtis, therefore, is designed to be mekabel. It's a base kibul. Temeya, so it's mekabel tumo. V'shel napochin, but if it's not a person, a silversmith or a goldsmith, but rather it's from a blacksmith who's just working in things which are not precious, and he has underneath him some type of platform. That platform is not designed to save the sparks and small scrapings from his work, because they're not important. It's made to kind of protect him from getting burned or getting hurt or getting cut in some way. So therefore, it's not a base kibul, and not considered a base kibul, and tahora, it is not mekabel tumah. Mashchezes is a block of wood, in this case, which is used to sharpen knives. You rub a knife along the hard wood, and the knife gets sharper or smoother. Sheyesh bo beis kibul shemen, if this mashchezes has in it a little groove into which you put olive oil, tameya, it has a beis kibul, it's mekabel tumah. V'she'ein bo, if it's a solid block of wood with no beis kibul, so kliyetz, pshute kliyetz, and not mekabel tumah, tahora. Pinkis is a kind of a notebook, but those days notebooks were made of wax. You would have a layer of wax, and upon it you would inscribe with a stylus, with a sharp pointed pencil of some sort, into the wax. So if you have this pinkis, this little notebook, sheyesh bo beis kibul shavah, which has an indentation in it, within which you can put wax, tumeya, so it has a base kibul, it's mekabel tumah. V'she'ein bo, if it's just a flat tablet, tahora, it is not mekabel tumah. Machatzeles hakash ushvoferes hakash, if you have a mat made of straw or a tube made of straw, Rabbi Akiva mitameh. Rabbi Akiva says, it is mekabel tumah. They are mekabel tumah. Because these are relatively permanent objects, and therefore they're considered vessels, kelim, and they're mekabel tumah. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitaher. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, they are tohor. Because straw gets crushed and tears apart and decays and rots very quickly. And therefore, there's no permanence, these do not last. They are transient. They are disposable, and therefore they are not mekabel tumah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afshel pakuos kayotze bohem. The same thing is true with the tubes which are fashioned out of certain types of melons. So you make a tube out of these melons. They too, according to Rabbi Shimon, are subject to the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Akiva would say they're not disposable. They do last for a while, and therefore they are mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, who keeps a tube made of the skin of a melon? Therefore, they're not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah continues, machatzeles konim, a mat made of harder strips of wood or reeds of some sort, out of which one makes strings and mats, or vishel chelef, if it's again made of a certain type of a grassy long reed, tahora. These are not mekabel tumah, not because they are disposable and not permanent, but because they're so hard and sticky. Perhaps they have little needles protruding from them, sharp edges, etc. They're never made as a vessel for one to sit upon or lie upon. They're only made as for shade. You make them for schach or a little roof, umbrella of some sort. And therefore, they're not mekabel tumah. Shifoferes hakone shechatocho likabolo. If you have a tube made out of a stick, so you have this hollow stick, let's say a bamboo stick, and you cut it in such a way that you made a base kibul, that you can put water or whatever into it, tahora. It is not mekabel tumah unless at sheyotzi es kol hakochai, until you scrape out the inside of this bamboo rod very well, so that you don't have all of the marrow and guch and fibers that are inside the hollow of the bamboo. Then it is a viable kli if it has a base kibul. But as long as it has all this white stuff and sticky stuff inside the kone, it is not mekabel tumah, even midrabbonon. And so we have completed not only the 17th Mishnah, but the 17th Perek of Maseches Kelim. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we will begin the 18th Perek, but for now we have completed the 17th Perek, and we've completed lesson number 71.